with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez, joining me now in studio, actor, singer, songwriter Ross Lynch. How are you, man?
Doing well, man. I'm having a good day so far.
Yeah, you're looking good, brother.
Thanks,
you're looking
man. Good. You too.
Now, I haven't seen you, I believe, since we did Chorus Line together.
That's true.
That was fun, right? At the Hollywood Bowl. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really short term.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed everything. And all the people that were involved were really nice.
Very nice. Yeah. Very talented. Sold out every night, which was really, really cool.
Yeah.
So it's neat that you get to mix things up. Like, for example, I remember at the time, I believe you were telling me you were going to be playing Jeffrey Dahmer, the serial killer, and now it's come to fruition. Mm-hmm. This is which I was really excited at because the whole thing is fascinating. Movie's called My Friend Dahmer. How did it come about?
You know what? I was sent the script right after I was at a Disney Channel as somewhat of a departure. You know, everyone was like, "This would be a good idea for you."
Pretty stark contrast.
Yeah.
Going from Disney star to cannibal.
Absolutely. Thankfully, in the film, there's no violence. So it takes place all before he ever kills someone.
Mm.
So it's more about the coming of age it's more about, you know, what's going on and how did he get to this point that we know him to be.
Right.
The serial killer that we know him
how
to be today.
How much research did you do regarding the character itself? Because it must have been pretty interesting to kind of hearing his whole deal, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I pretty much could tell you anything you want to know about Jeffrey Dahmer.
So what was his deal? Was it Wisconsin? Was he from? Where was
he
from?
So originally he's from Akron, Ohio.
Okay,
where we actually filmed in his childhood house.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. And then he later moved to Milwaukee, where then he killed the majority of his victims and was known as the Milwaukee Cannibal.
Did he show signs? Like, did he start off killing little dogs or stuff like that prior?
Yeah, essentially his first kind of sign was he would take this roadkill. He would look for roadkill, and then his dad was a chemist, so he would take these chemicals and he would dissolve the flesh and he would play with the bones. And this later led to him then finding the animals and then doing what he wanted to do with them, and then obviously escalating into 17 victims.
And you said his dad was a chemist, so he came from his dad obviously did pretty well.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he was a struggling street kid or anything.
No, not necessarily like, yeah, he had somewhat of a normal upbringing. You know, his family was definitely falling apart.
Uh-huh.
And there were multiple scenarios where he felt abandoned and people left him in his life.
Did he have brothers and sisters?
He had one little brother who has now changed his name and lives somewhere in the world. I'm not sure.
Wow. And because Dahmer has become a name that, almost like Hitler, like it's become synonymous with evil, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And when people hear Dahmer, they think monster.
So the brother changed the name.
Yeah. And the dad also refers to himself as Mr. D because he's now a substitute teacher.
And Mr. D, look at that.
Yeah.
Mr. D. And what about his mom?
His mom has now passed away. But actually what's interesting is, you know, when they were raising Jeffrey Dahmer, she went through a lot of mental problems and she had her issues,
yeah.
But she actually went on to do really amazing things. She went on to help AIDS. She had like an AIDS foundation in California, and she went on to do some positive things later in life.
So does this film have like a creepy, scary vibe to it, or do you sympathize with this character at all?
Well, it's interesting. I definitely empathize with him. Yeah, a little bit. Just because that's how I felt when I read the script and learning certain things about the reasons that he was doing certain things. And I honestly feel bad for all parties involved, but the film, it's kind of interesting because me watching it, I don't necessarily watch it like anyone else would.
Right.
But the majority of the people that do watch it are pretty creeped out.
Yeah, I bet. And what was his move? He would go to a bar, pick up the person, and then what would happen?
So he was gay. So he would always go to gay bars. And he would, he had this kind of charm about him, and you can kind of see it in his interviews actually, but he would essentially go to these bars and he'd pick up these men or sometimes young boys, unfortunately, and he would bring them back to his place. You know, usually I'm going to get a little graphic, but he, you know, probably drug them up a little bit.
Sure.
And then his thing was, he was trying to create someone who wouldn't leave him, someone who would still be alive, but not functional.
Ooh.
So he wanted to drill into the person's head and pour various chemicals to make them immobile, basically.
And did he learn this from his dad as far as like the...
Yeah,
he must have been a smart guy, too, if he was able to sort of figure that out.
Yeah, honestly, he is a well... Like, when you watch the interviews, he's a well-spoken, kind of put-together guy. He had these weird fantasies, and it was all erotic for him.
Yeah.
And he was never successful in creating this zombie that he wanted to create. But
yeah, he was
had
making his own zombies. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And then when did he decide to want to start eating them?
I think that was early on. I think that was like from the beginning. It was just part of it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. This is and the era is what?
It was in the 70s. Okay. Is the film. Obviously the majority of his victims were more in the 80s, late 80s. Yeah. And then he was caught in 91 and then later died in 94.
Right. And he was killed in prison, correct?
Yeah. Someone, what's funny is, or not funny, but a coincidence.
Yeah.
Is he killed his first victim with a dumbbell and he was killed with a dumbbell.
Really? So just bludgeoned in the head, mm-hmm. somebody with a dumbbell?
Well, yeah, because when you go to jail and you know, if a victim doesn't like why you're in there.
Of course not.
He's going to take it out on you.
And those kind of guys aren't very popular.
No, they're not. They're absolutely not.
Well, this is fascinating, man. I can't wait to check it out. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
And before this, of course, we knew you from Disney's Austin and Ally. Did you specifically want a role that was completely different from your Disney past?
I had kind of put it out in the universe that I definitely wanted to make a
transition.
Yeah. I mean, I never felt like I needed to.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that come from that world do. But really, this was just a good coincidence, and it came at the perfect time, and it was a role that I wanted to do regardless of the Disney stuff, you know?
Nice. Yeah, and it worked out perfect.
Yeah.
So let's talk some music. Your band is R5, new EP dropped earlier this year. Mm-hmm. But what artists and sounds inspire these songs?
We're very inspired by more of the classic acts. Like, honestly, Michael Jackson is a huge influence. Prince is a huge influence.
Okay.
And especially for this EP, In Excess was a big influence. But yeah, the EP's been doing great. We got great reactions. Honestly, I don't think we've ever had better reactions with music release, which is great. And new music's coming out all the time because the music industry is...
Yeah.
It's so supply and demand right now.
Right,
and
right.
It probably will be for a long time.
Yeah, moves constantly. And the band includes your brothers and sister. Does that make... touring a little easier or more difficult?
You know, some things are easier and then some things are harder. It just kind of depends on the circumstances.
Yeah,
you don't have to
worry about entertaining. You don't have to worry, you know, because they're family.
Absolutely.
They get it. It can be a lot of unspoken stuff.
Yeah. On, right? There's no like drama between the bandmates because it's so easily resolved because we're like, you know, we're family.
Right.
But then obviously that can also spark arguments because we are family.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways.
Of course. Speaking of drama, what's up with the love life? You single? you taken, spoken for? What's going on?
Currently, I'm currently single. Yep.
Good for you, man.
Yep.
Good
I'm living living young right now.
Hey, live it up. Live it up. And here's a fun fact. You're cousins with Derek and Julianne Hough?
Yeah. I'm sure you know them, right?
Yeah, I do know them. I actually know them well. I didn't know you guys were related. How does that work out?
So I think my mom's sister is their grandma.
Your mom's, your grandmother's sister?
Our grandmothers are sisters.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. Honestly, I'm not like 100% on that. But I'm 90% sure.
And where are you from?
I'm from Colorado.
Okay, from Colorado. Mm-hmm. In Denver area? Or?
Yeah, just outside of Denver in Littleton.
Sunset, right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, man. That's good. Grew up playing hockey.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the hockey game. And LA's home now, huh?
LA's home, yeah. I've been living here for about 10 years, you know, just doing this, basically.
Yeah, you can't beat it, right? You love it?
Yeah. How long have you been here, man?
Oh, I've been here pretty much my whole life. I mean, I'm a Southern California guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, San Diego, but pretty much here.
Yeah,
for the most part. Yeah, I'm not leaving.
I like San Diego.
I'm not leaving.
Never.
Exactly.
Oh, you can't beat the weather. That's what everyone says, you know?
All right, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions,
okay,
quick
what's
answers.
Up? What's up?
Go-to karaoke song.
Smash Mouth.
Which one?
How's it go? Their big hit. What's it called?
Walking on the Sun?
No.
What's the other one? All-Star?
All-Star. Hey now. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, if you got like champagne or something, all your buddies are there.
Yeah.
It's a good chant song.
It is.
I like to sing the songs that everyone wants to sing.
Yes. I'll chime in. Other words.
Exactly. I'm embarrassed we knew two Smash Mouth songs.
Yeah, that was good. Well, they are one of your favorites.
I was ready to move on to 3 and 4.
TV guilty pleasure.
Oh, probably Vampire Diaries, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll with that.
Yeah. Right. If it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. That qualifies.
Yeah, man.
Nickname growing up.
Everyone could just kind of call me Ross Shore because my middle name is Shore.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, Ross Shore. But that was only like a family member thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Most people just say like Ross. It's pretty short and to the point. So like, I don't really need a nickname. You
right.
Know?
You can't get much shorter. Celebrity crush growing up.
Growing up, I don't know. My first celebrity crush was probably like Hayden Panettiere. because we were watching like Heroes and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There's also this movie that she was in like way back when. But, you know,
which one? The one where she was in the football with Denzel Washington?
Maybe.
She was little?
Because I think that might have been it. Maybe. I can't really remember, honestly.
That's funny.
But
that she was in the...
Yeah, yeah. I can't think of the name of that movie.
Yeah, When We Were Titans?
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans. I was close. Remember the Titans.
I need to rewatch that.
Time Travel Destination.
Time Travel Destination?
Go chill for like a week. In a
oh, man. Probably the 70s, dude.
Yeah, you've been in there. You've been chilling there for a while.
Yeah, I have been chilling there for a while, but you know, it's 70s was a good time.
Yeah, hell yeah. I like it. Favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Favorite part of Thanksgiving? Dessert.
Pumpkin pie? You a pumpkin pie guy?
Yeah, my aunt makes these pumpkin rolls where Ooh. It's like it's got these like the cream inside, but it's like rolled together.
It's like a pumpkin cannoli.
Yeah, it's honestly it's unbelievable.
That sounds great, yeah. Man. Well, listen, my friend Dahmer is in theaters now. You can follow him on Twitter @RossR5. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.